Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard were rock and roll pioneers who brought the fire of a Pentecostal preacher to their pianos. That same spirit is alive and well in the work of a band from Philadelphia called Low Cut Connie. Our producer, Phil Harrell, has this profile.
Adam Wiener treats his piano like a pommel horse. He plays on top of it. He plays underneath it. He'll play one-handed. He'll play no-handed with his feet.
I need to have my arms free. I need to hug people. I need to slap people fives. You know, I need to mess up people's hair, you know. And then, of course, I get a bunch of hair product in my hands. So by the end of the show, my hands are just, like, slimy.
NPR music writer Ann Powers started hearing the rumors about their wild live show a few years ago.
Within a week, about four different people said to me out of the blue, there's this band. They are the greatest live band in America. You have to see them.
And what she saw in that audience made her an instant convert.
Everybody's in this sweaty mass, you know. Everybody's dancing, everybody's connecting. It's just the joy and sensuality of the rhythm and the music. And to me, that's the essence of rock and roll. That's what makes it great.
Adam Wiener knew his band had taken off when then-President Barack Obama posted a Spotify playlist of his favorite summer songs.
And there was Aretha Franklin and Sly and the Family Stone and the Rolling Stones and Stevie Wonder and then Low Cut Connie. People were very confused.
And in case you're wondering about the name, Adam Wiener says Low Cut Connie is based on a character he imagined.
Connie had a kind of rough life, a lot of family issues, and it was a sort of fantasy of a diner waitress that on the weekends, no matter what's going on in her life, she just puts on her tight outfit and her dancing shoes and she goes and has a good time and has a smile for everybody, and it's sort of a metaphor for our band.
Wiener gravitates toward the stories of Americans on the fringes. The first single from the new Low Cut Connie album is a song called Beverly. Wiener says she's a composite of some of the women he's met on tour, staying in some of the dingiest motels imaginable.
You meet all these interesting characters that hang out in these motels and in the parking lots and in the bars. And especially you meet a lot of moms who for whatever reason have ended up living in these motels.
I'm down on my knees. You read a paper and watch TV. Don't even say a single word to me. Talk to me. You're slipping away.
Wiener says this new music is more emotional, more about the interiors of the characters he's created. Again, Ann Powers.
I think he's trying to talk about women in a way that's yearning and that's vulnerable. That's an interesting twist on that kind of boozy rock and roll they usually do.
The new album from Low Cut Connie is called Dirty Pictures Part 2. It comes out tomorrow. Phil Harrell, NPR News, Washington.